covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
I'm Becca Ferguson from the Category5.tv newsroom. While we don't have a show for you this week because we're taking some time off to get ready for season 14, which starts soon, we didn't want you to miss out on this important story. In a surprise announcement, the legendary open source resource Linux Journal has been reopened by Slashdot. Linux Journal was a monthly technology magazine established in 1994. Open source fans had turned to the magazine and website for years as it found a solid spot providing Linux-centered content to the community. From tutorials and Linux tips to insight into Linux-based projects, their developers and communities. Its first issue was published in March 1994 by Phil Hughes and Bob Young, the same people who later co-founded Red Hat. In that issue, Linux creator Linus Torvalds appeared for an interview in advance of releasing Linux 1.0 later the same month. The magazine transitioned from its paper magazine format to digital in 2011 after 208 issues. But in 2017, the waters got too rocky for Linux Journal when they ran out of funds, fell into debt, and weren't able to pay their staff. But just a month later, Carly Fairchild posted a Happy New Year article on Linux Journal stating, "It turns out we're not dead." The people behind Private Internet Access VPN rescued them, and the article states that their support not only righted the ship, but also made it seaworthy again. Sadly, in August 2019, Linux Journal laid off their entire staff and shut down, saying they had no operating funds to continue in any capacity. A little more than a year later, September 22, 2020, Linux Journal suddenly appeared with a statement. "As of today, Linux Journal is back and operating under the ownership of Slashdot Media." That's right, the journal is back. According to the release, the team at Slashdot, who own and operate the popular open source site SourceForge, felt as disappointed as the rest of us when Linux Journal shut down for good, and they set on the long journey of acquiring Linux Journal with the intent of not only rebirthing what it was, but also keeping it going indefinitely. Their initial announcement is not just a notice that the Linux Journal will be returning, but also a call to all former staff and contributors to reach out to Slashdot to discuss the opportunities ahead. While Slashdot doesn't plan to resurrect the old subscription and issue model, they plan to turn Linux Journal into a free web resource filled to the brim with the same kinds of content that made Linux Journal great back in the day. The statement, which pays homage to old-school developers by posting as simply webmaster, says our immediate goal is to familiarize ourselves with the Linux Journal website and ensure it doesn't ever get shut down again. In 2016, Slashdot acquired SourceForge, and in doing so made an uncountable number of improvements and both restored and grew that service. Now they plan to do the same with Linux Journal. Webmaster goes on to say, "We're ecstatic to be able to take the helm at Linux Journal and ensure that this legendary Linux resource and community not only stays alive forever, but continues to grow and improve." That's all we have this week. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And if you appreciate what we do, become a patron at patreon.com/category5. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson.